couple of weeks ago at a special Shabbos in the Grus Kolo, there was an Avreich who asked us, the Rabbeim, a very interesting question. A very special young man asked the question that how does one balance? He felt a tension. On the one hand, he feels a tension he needs to have Yediyas HaTorah, and he only has a certain amount of time, possibly, to succeed in the Yediyas HaTorah, A. And B, at the same time, the certain simcha of learning bi'iyun, how does he balance the two? And the truth is, it's a very legitimate question. But I think that that question is, on a certain level, almost faulty. And the reason I think it's faulty is I remind myself of something that Rav Effie Green told me about Rav Herschel Schechter, who in my experience as a Talmud is one of the tremendous Bikiyim in Shas. I always said when I was very young that the type of person that you can ask him in any sugya, and it almost feels like you're opening up a file of any sugya in Shas from the Psukim until Halacha L'maisa. So Rav Effie Green asked him how he was zocha to reach that madrega of Yediyas HaTorah. And Rav Schechter answered in his sing-song voice, because I learned the simcha. And so I thought that there's something so ironic. And the irony is that the young Talmidim have this tremendous anxiety for them to become Gedolei Torah, and the Gedolei Torah themselves, in their learning, didn't have that anxiety. The Gedolei Torah themselves said, they learned a simcha. They didn't really think about these things too much. Anxiety, and I'm not talking from a clinical perspective, I'm talking as a Rebbe, a small Rebbe of Talmidim. Anxiety is something that Mechanchim have told me has become more and more rampant even amongst good Talmidim. In the language of the inimitable Rav Aharon Bina, he says, nowadays the Talmidim have anxiety that they don't have anxiety. It's so common. There's an amazing sicha of Rav Tzvi Yehuda HaKohen Kuk that Rav Yaakov Tesler showed me. I can't claim to be one of the Talmidim or even part of that particular Mesorah. But he showed me an amazing work from Rav Tzvi Yehuda, which I think is absolutely critical in dealing with at least the spiritual component. We're not talking about OCD, but on a certain level I would call it spiritual angst that is so prevalent, that was prevalent, I believe, in that Talmud's question, that very special Talmud's question. And that is Rav Tzvi Yehuda's observation of the tremendous gadol, but at the same time tremendous rasha, doei ka'adom. Rav Tzvi Yehuda points out that there's two interesting things about doei ka'adomi. Number one, this is in the Shmuz in Parshas Bifukosai. Number one, doei ka'adomi is someone whose name is quite striking. Doei, the warrior. Now the Gemara, by the way, in Kuvav in Sanhedrin points out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was worrying about Doei Ka'adomi. But Rav Tzvi Yehuda understood that it's definitional to Doei himself. That Doei himself was a worrier. And he points out that there's another description in that Gemara about Doei Ka'adomi, who Chazal referred to as being a Gaon Atzum. Omar Rabbi Ami ain toirasai shel doyeg elam misafa ulechutz. Safa is the edge of his shirt. His Torah only reached up into his shirt and didn't go inside. Rav Tzvi Yehuda suggested that this is the relationship between Doeg's name, his Torah, the fact that he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, but ultimately that Talmud Chacham component did not transform his entire personality, and ultimately he was a Morav Malchus, a Mesaper Lashon Hara, v'chulei, and his relationships became full of hatred and vengeance. And the reason for that was because He was a doeg. Kol mi shemekabel alav ol teira, mavirin alav derech ol derech eretz. Rabosai, every single one of us has worries. Every single one of us has anxieties. Every single one of us has concerns. You know how you get through that? Bekabel alav ol Torah. A person makes a commitment that at the end of the day, all of those concerns, that is the outside of his life, but it's not the pnimius. And I know that for someone who's struggling with anxiety, this can be cliche. And yes, every Talmud needs to sit who struggles with this with a Rebbe or a therapist and or both. And many times a Rebbe is not the only address and needs to be addressed with a therapist as well. But as a basic cloud, for someone who is not in a clinical condition, but for those of us who are dealing with the worries of life, we have to remind ourselves what is on the inside and what is on the outside. Doeg Adomi is the opposite. He's a doeg. He's constantly worrying. He's not mekabel ol Torah in his pnimius shebo. And therefore his Torah is bachutz and not bifnim. You know, they say that there was a fellow who had a parrot that he bought at a flea market. Brought him home, the parrot was very capable, but the parrot started cursing. He didn't know that the parrot cursed. So he told the parrot to stop cursing. The parrot doesn't listen. The parrot does as it's trained. So the joke goes, he told the parrot, next time you curse, I'm going to put you in the freezer. So he puts the parrot in the freezer, and it takes the parrot out after a minute, and the parrot says, "Brr." Says, "I'll never do it again." He says, "But tell me what the chicken did." The chicken in the freezing. Rabosai, there are some people that when they do tshuva, that when they analyze their meisim, they're the parent. They don't really think about the pnimio shibbo. All they're concerned is what did the chicken do? There isn't a recognition because a parent has this bechina, this chisaron of doeg adomi, that all of his actions, in this case, his dibur, is all something that's bachutz, safa bachutz. It's on the outside. It's not in the pnimius. There's no pnimius shebo. So what does a person worry about? What does a person worry about? A person, his worries, his anxieties, are that life's challenges, the old derech eretz, becomes part of his genius. But if someone is mekabel ol Torah, and I'm not talking about sitting and learning in kola, if a person internalizes that the most important part of his life is a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and at the end of the day, what type of car he drives, or even if he drives a car, is not as critical, but it's that relationship with Kudsha Brichu, then all of the old Derech Eretz is pushed away by the old Torah. And you could have someone who's a tremendous Talmud Chacham, very capable, had the best Rabbein, but he's a Doeg, then he becomes a Doeg or a Domi. So how do we go about doing it? How do we go back to learning Besimcha? So Rabosai, most of the things I'm about to say are self-evident, but I just want for 3 minutes to share with you a vart that's very dear to me. It was something that I thought about as I was concluding the small sefer that I wrote on Sukkos and Kiddushin that relates to what the Torah describes in Simin Kuf Lamites in regards to the Birchas HaTorah. Of course, the concluding bracha, the matbeah of the bracha achrona that we make, is based on what we say in Uval Tzion. Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebaranu Lechvoido V'Vdilanu Min Atayim V'Nasam Lanu Teira Semes V'Chayi Olam Nata V'Sochenu. So the bracha that we made is Asher Nosan Manu Torah Semes V'Chai Olam Nata V'Sachenu Baruch Ato Hashem Nosen HaTorah. The Torah explains that we repeat Baruch Ato Hashem Nosen HaTorah because the expression of Nosan Manu Torah Semes V'Chai Olam Nata V'Sachenu is considered what's called a bracha arichta. Now the post can point out that in terms of long brachos, it's really not that long. Says the Tor, you know why it's called a bracha arichta? Because the words Torah Semes refer to Torah Shebichsav, and the Chayi Olam Nata B'Sachenu refers to Torah Shebaalpeh. And therefore it's called a bracha arichta. Now if you take a look in the post, can they say, really? The Yo Rabba suggests that's me'ein achas. It's one Torah. Chazal described that a Torah shebichsav without a Torah shebaalpeh is a nothing. Ki dvar Hashem bozo, the Sifri says in Bamidbar Tesvah. So you can't have Torah semes without Chai Olam Nata V'Sachenu. Akidekach, that there are some who learn that the Chai Olam Nata V'Sachenu refers to mitzvos and not Torah shebaalpeh, but the Torah doesn't write that. And what's the meaning behind the fact that it's a bracha richta? I think the answer is because Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh are two totally different concepts. And as we'll see in a moment, it relates to the key of Mikablin Alav Ol Torah. Let's point out that Torah Shebichsav is referred to as Toiras Emes. Torah Shebaalpeh is referred to as V'chaye Olam Nata B'Sachim, something that's planted inside of us. Actually, in our family, the name Chaim Nasanata, which is my name, is a very, very meaningful name. And this morning there was another Chaim Nasanata that was just ushered in by Rachmiso B'Riso Shel Avraham Avinu. Just dawned on me right now as I was talking about this word. I just had a nephew that was named after this pasuk. V'chaye Olam Nata B'Sachenu. It was referring to something else. It's not referring to Torah Shebichsav, but it's not even referring to as Emes. Rabosai, you know where sometimes anxieties come from? It comes from a pressure where a person has to be perfect. A pressure in which there is a sense that from the outside I've got to get it right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is perfect. It's a Torah Semes. Torah Shebaalpeh is different. Torah Shebaalpeh is something that stems from the Kedusha and Tahara inside of every individual's unique neshama. And there should be no pressure. There is where Rav Shechter's line comes in, I learned b'simcha. When a person learns Torah, his neshama that's in this world is connected to something that's holy and divine that's upstairs. That's a simcha. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's Lag BaOmer is a hilula because the neshama becomes joined with that which is upstairs. The key to call HaMikabel HaAtzmoy Ol Torah Mavirin Olav Ol Derech Eretz, the key for a person to become one with his state and not allow his daigos to dominate him, where his Torah becomes his pnim and his daigos exist. We don't believe in putting our head in the sand. We don't believe in a person running away. And maybe I'll go even further. My Rabbein taught me the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's approach of not being osek in derech eretz. Har beratzu v'lo also the other. They weren't successful. We believe lo asafta diganecha for 90%, 80%, 50%, whatever is politically correct. You can choose whatever number you want. But at the end of the day, for many, the old Derech Eretz is there. But where's the Pnimius? The Pnimius comes from V'chaye Olam Nata B'Sachenu. Is a person is connected through the Chachmei HaMesorah and the Torah Shebaalpeh. he's the antithesis of the parrot. His Talmud Torah is not something that he has to do. He comes to the night kollel at night. He has to do because he promised his parents he was going to get a smicha. It becomes part of what his neshama is. What he really wants. Where do the daitas come up to? And what's inside? Hashem Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya. Let's not fall into the trap. Doimi had tremendous, tremendous koichos. But the Torah was ad hasofa. V'hadayis b'fnim. V'chai oylam nata b'zecheinu says to us the exact opposite. V'chai oylam nata b'zecheinu says that it's the pnimius of ourselves that become connected to the pnimius of the world. And yes, when we sit down and we schmooze and we have question answers, we need to talk practically. How are we supposed to do that? How are we supposed to measure and approach the daigos for olam hazeh and weigh them in terms of the correct sense of proportion in terms of echay olam nata b'sochem? But the key is not even Torah semes. The key is echay olam nata b'sochem. Bezer Hashem, we should be zocha to be mekadesh shem shemayim through the pnimius that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the beautiful, beautiful pnimius that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. And make sure that our actions, we have only one life to live. And there's so many people who live that life like the parrot. The parrot curses, we don't. But the parrot is all in the chitzah, not in the pnimius. Bezer Hashem, we should be mekadesh shem shemayim through a life that's truly v'chayel, not a b'sefer.